and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Ronald Anthony said, "When we realize that we are all alone is when we need others the most." What's it like to be pregnant with your third child? And during the 16-week ultrasound checkup, it's revealed that your son has a rare condition, a condition that may not allow him to survive the pregnancy. If he does survive, the doctors wouldn't know for sure the severity of his condition until genetic testing is done. What do you do? Who do you turn to? How can you experience love and care at such a bleak time of loneliness? Where do you find warmth? In the cold, dark cavern of fear, uncertainty, and possible loss. This is not a hypothetical scenario. Our guest today experienced what I just described and found out how important small group fellowship really is. Not in the best of times, but in the worst. It's a story of a baby boy named Kupono and the way Christ touched his parents and family with love and hope through him. We here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we pause even for a moment just to remind you. The reason we have this program is to remind you yet again how much the Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He knows you. His arms are outstretched for you. And it's the living Christ, He who died on the cross for our sins, who shed his blood on that cross, who was buried, and 3 days later was raised again from the dead, the living Christ. He calls people today, people just like you, in whatever circumstance, situation you may find yourself in at this very moment, however despairing you might feel, however lonely. Sometimes we could be surrounded by many people and yet feel gaspingly lonely. Well, it's right there that Christ reaches out and he sends our guests in studio today to share heart to heart with you. Jonathan Ching works for Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard as a zone manager and has been there for 20 years. Joanne Ching is a member service trainer at Hawaii USA Federal Credit Union. They are the parents of Shaden and Kahiao, and Kupono is a big part of our feature today and how God has worked in him and through him. Pastor Coach Alfredo and I believe it will be a blessing to you today. They are members of Grace Bible Church Pearlside, and I want to welcome them as we share in this time together. John, Joanne, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
John, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kailua for the better part of my life, 21 years.
So what was it like there growing up on the windward side there in Kailua?
Well, it's not like growing up now. We had to make our own entertainment, so it's a lot of outdoor activities and, you know, being on your own, running around. I'm surprised that, you know, I didn't get more injured than what I actually did.
You're talking about those beach activities, right? In Kailua.
Beach, riding bikes, yeah. You know, skateboarding.
Yeah.
Well, in every generation, the way we play has some way of toughening us up. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
How about you, Joanne?
For most of my life, I grew up in Pearl City. The earlier part, I grew up in Makakilo till half of sixth grade. And then when my parents got divorced, that's when we moved to Pearl City.
Joanne, who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
I think a lot had to do with being that my parents, my dad was in the military, and my mom had to work like two or three jobs. Having the neighborhood kids invite us to church when we were growing up and going to Awana. So because my parents don't have that religious background, having the neighborhood kids inviting us there and going to church, you know, really, I guess, set up my foundation.
Hmm. Kudos to all neighborhood kids,
yeah.
who are part of Awanas or any kind of a small, Christian upbringing, whether it's Awana, child evangelism, or some kind of youth group,
right.
children's group. Keep on inviting you, children who are listening today. And parents,
that's right.
Encourage your children to do the same, just like those kids did for Joanne. How about you, John? Who influenced you most?
For religious?
Growing up.
Just family. You know, our family, I'm the youngest of six children. So we always did things, you know, as a family. And we still do. We still get together every Sunday to have a family dinner to keep us, you know. Basically, it's my parents' idea to, you know, it's to keep us close in contact with one another.
So mom and dad are the glue.
Yes.
Keep the family together.
Yes.
So Jonathan Ching and Joanne, how did you meet?
We met through mutual friends, and since both of us were single, we would probably like do everything together because we kind of were like best friends. And we wanted to go surfing every Sunday. That was our plan. We'd go surfing every Sunday, and before we could go surfing, I would serve at church, and so he would help me, and he'd come to church and help me serve, even though he wasn't a Christian or a regular attendee. But he just started coming, and from there.
I remember those days. You would actually pass out those name tags, and it just really dawned on me. Did you have a relationship with God? And I had that talk with you, John. I remember back then, and you would come like in their surfing attire, ready to go to the beach right after service.
Yeah, I was kind of rude to Pastor Coach in the early years because I had a Catholic background, so I'd actually go to 6 o'clock mass, then load up the boards, then go to service with Joanne. So Pastor Coach would come up to me, and I'd let him know, you know, I went to church already.
Yeah.
I went to church before you went to church.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But we built a relationship, you know, over time, and he understood, because I came from that background about knowing about God and knowing God personally. And it's so interesting. Well, it was awesome to see John make that transition and come into a real relationship with the Lord.
How did that happen? You know, surfing every Sunday. I mean, you're after this very special young lady, and but what was going on in your heart in relationship, in relation to Christ?
Well, I would always go to church, you know, up until my first marriage, and then I stopped going, and then Joanne became a Christian, and then that's when I thought, it's like, hey, I gotta do something, you know, get back to church. So I started going to cathedral in town. That's where I was living. And, you know, slowly coming week after week to Grace Bible, it's like stories you always hear that the pastor is speaking directly to me. And I can, you know, no matter which message he's preaching to me.
Yeah, it was interesting because John came out of a divorce, you know, in his first marriage, and really to see how God restored his life and began to walk with the Lord and build a relationship with Joanne. And just hearing the messages on Sunday and realizing God is not angry or upset with you, but he's a restoring God. And just to see John, his journey with the Lord, it has been such a blessing to me and a lot of other guys who have seen God really work in his life.
I guess it speaks a lot when you see a person change.
Right.
Not to glorify the past, but when you see a person change and then you realize that the change is genuine.
Yes.
It's not a charade. Yeah. It's not a facade. The person is actually changed from the inside out, tested over time.
Right.
That's an incredible thing to see.
Yes.
Joanne, what were you going through, you know, in the process? You're at church, you're faithfully serving the Lord, and then you see this happening in John.
I think that God really was working in him as well as in myself, because when John and I were going to church and hanging out all the time, my heart wasn't there yet. I wasn't feeling that type of feelings for him. But as I started to go to church and see God work in him, it really changed my heart. Because at first I was thinking, oh, you know, John, he's just my good friend. And, you know, he's great to hang around with. But I couldn't imagine, you know, being with him in a relationship. But God really knew what I needed and what I wanted, because he actually helped me to be a better person.
You know, Coach, I think about the preparation of the Lord.
Right.
And how God, both artistically and in a very meticulous way, prepares two people.
Right.
Maybe more specifically, how he intricately knits two hearts together over the course of time for the things that he has yet to unfold.
Yes.
In their life. Now, the fact that they're here today is one singular testament of that, because of the depth of what they have experienced in their relationship.
Right.
This is something that you need to lean in on your radio and make sure you stay on this radio dial. And as you're listening, you might be listening via internet. By the way, Coach, I recently got an email from somebody that listens to us in Southwest China.
Wow.
On iHeartRadio, regularly listening to us.
Wow, that's awesome.
But to stay tuned, because when we come back, Joanne and John are going to share something very fresh, something very deep, something that I just know is going to touch your heart in a very special way. God does that from time to time. He will send people to share a story, but it's a story that they're living out in their life. And somehow, as human beings, we can relate to the human experience. Fear, loss, overwhelming anxiety, suffering, confusion and pain, all of those things that come together as we live our lives. But oh, what difference life makes when Christ is with us, even in times of pain. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed
needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call, so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Have you ever felt like the happenings in your life are just that, just happenstance? I mean, they seem to be like a hodgepodge of a collection of events that don't seem to have any rhyme or reason. There's no way of synthesizing it all for it to make sense. But did you know that God is a God of process? He's a God also of purpose. And in the purposes of the Lord, even those things that cause us to feel disheveled in our life experiences, God has a reason for it. Even at times when we feel like we're really in trouble or really messed up. And if you've ever felt that way, take heart, my friend. You're
yes,
not alone.
That's right.
I'm with you there. And so is Pastor Alfredo.
Yes.
He's with you there. And we together are with you in your situation, because the Lord, in all His grace, is somehow amazingly able to make this program relatable to your situation. And it's a way that God is speaking to you heart to heart, personally, one-on-one. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Alfredo Canencia, and our featured guests today, John and Joanne Ching. In fact, to find out more about our show, to get this show in its entirety, and also get the podcast for free, and other resources. And by the way, I would also say share it with a family member or friend, someone that you think, feel, or know it will make a difference to them. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com for this and more. Visit there, thegoodlifehawaii.com, for more resources.
All right. Hey, John and Joanne, you know, when you folks went to the doctors for a checkup during that 16th week ultrasound checkup, it was revealed to you folks that your son had a rare condition. When the doctor talked to you folks about that, what was going through your mind and your heart at that time?
I felt sorrow. I was more sad for my son, thinking, you know, about how he would grow up being, you know, ostracized by people, or, you know, just not being able to live what I think is a normal life.
What was the diagnosis or the condition that the doctor shared with you folks about?
They thought that he had something called skeletal dysplasia, which is some type of dwarfism. Mm. So basically they thought he was just going to be small in stature.
So when you guys heard the news as parents for your third child, what was going through your mind at that time?
I think we were both really sad, thinking, oh my gosh, we got to go through this again, because with our middle baby, they thought that something was wrong with him as well. And we didn't know until he was born that he was actually okay.
Right. So when you heard the news from the doctor, what the first thing you folks did as a couple Because I think a lot of times when people hear news like that, they hit the panic button. They start panicking. But you folks didn't panic at first. What did you guys do with that news?
After it sunk in, we knew that we had to text and call our family and people from church and just be covered in prayers.
Right. And John, I mean, what about you? Was it the same?
Yeah, it's the same thing. We immediately, you know, started texting our groups, and even we prayed ourselves, you know, in the car, leaving the office.
Coach, you talked about pushing the panic button.
Right.
It's a reflex.
Yes,
it's
it
a
is.
Human reflex, something that we all, you know, are inclined to do. What were your feelings? What were your feelings like, Joanne?
I think when I was going through it at the time, it took me a little while to let it all soak in, because I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening again. But I knew that God delivered me from everything else, so I knew I had to stick close to Him, and I had to pray and just put all my trust in Him and know that He was just going to deliver me from this as well.
John, you're a husband and father. Mm-hmm. What was stirring in your heart, your spirit?
Just questions, you know, about our son, but mostly just concern about how, you know, we're just thinking about getting a house, and, you know, this is for his care later on, whether Joanne will have to stay at home to watch him, or she could still contribute work-wise, and just be able to support ourselves throughout this.
So you are actually looking, I mean, these are life, basically life-altering plans that, you know, are not normally considered in the raising of a family. And so a real point of distinction and change.
Right. You know, especially because you guys wasn't sure if he was going to live long or if he was going to survive the birth, you know, when you gave birth to him. And so all this uncertainty just circling around you folks. And, you know, as parents who have plans and things you want to do, but now all of a sudden your life slows up. You know, it comes to a halt and realizing, wow, you know, we have to look to God. We have to trust God now.
Right. Because I think in the beginning we were worrying about things that, you know, I think too far in advance. And that just shows, you know, you have to trust in me. And you have to not worry about all these little things that we were worrying about. And not just little things, but big things as well. And we were worrying a lot. And it kind of got us a little distracted for just keeping closer and just staying close and praying to Him.
I think sometimes the Lord, you really hit it, Joanne, because it's a way of Him. This might not be the right terminology, but it's like reeling us in. Right. Because we're overextending ourselves, and it's so easy in life to get along on our way, and then we say, "Thank you, Lord, got it from here." You know,
right,
I think we can kind of go on cruise control. And. And then He allows something to happen in our life that sort of brings our hearts back.
That's right.
And we have that crisis moment where we have to make a critical decision, how we're going to respond to it. Now, you talk about small groups, small group fellowship. You mentioned getting the word out, texting, letting people know what was happening. What difference did that make in the process of what you were experiencing?
I think it was a whole lot of weight off our shoulders, knowing that we're being covered in prayers. Because when you have a bunch of people who, you know, are praying for you, whether they know God or not, you know that you're covered in prayers, that God's just going to work miracles, and His plan is going to go just the way He planned it to be for your life. And so it really helped us knowing that these people are praying for us, and it just made us feel that much better than trying to do it on our own.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Coach, what have you seen when people, like how Joanne is sharing, people praying?
Right.
Does it affect, I guess I could call it sort of like the faith level
yes.
in our own hearts, or the faith level in sort of the atmosphere right. of a gathering of sorts?
I think a lot of it is, you know, the promise of God that when two or more are gathered praying together, He's in the midst. There's such an encouragement and like lifting of one's spirit and encouragement. You know, one of the things about these kind of situations, people, when they go through these things, they isolate themselves sometimes from people and not really come. And I think this is a great moment where, you know, community and people come around and gather together and pray together. And that's the thing I like about John and Joanne. They didn't isolate and cut themselves off because of what they were going through. They invited help from others to come along with them in the journey of what they were going through.
Why do you think, and it happens, it happens. That might also be a trigger feeling in most people too.
Right.
Why do you think there is that point where people begin to distance themselves or kind of move into a silo of isolation? Why do you think people do that?
I don't know, maybe pride, you know, is like, for people that don't know God, it's, you know, they think they can do everything on their own.
Right.
And he's like, I got through my life this far on my own, so
yeah,
I think I can just handle this one more step. And you don't want a burden. Put a burden on other people also.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think a lot of times we listen to that and not realizing that's the very thing that maybe God doesn't want us to do. And you may be listening and you're going through something difficult today, and really the answer is to come into community with other people and to resist that isolation or that mentality to say, nah, I don't want to burden anyone else. Really, it's about having people to pray with you, be humble. And I think when you do that, that's what I saw in John and Joanne. They're willing to allow people to pray with them, and recognizing that they came to a place of failure. They couldn't do it anymore by themselves.
What would bring you to a place of transparency? To be vulnerable, you know, in your situation where someone else might hide or go away or try to do it on their own. How were you able, with your friends in your group, small groups, how were you able to be so open? How did that come about?
If you're really desperate and knowing that this is a situation that you can't do yourself, I can't make my child better. But knowing that, you have people out there who care so much about you and are willing to pray for you, and, you know, daily, multiple times a day, that you let your wall down and you let people in and you say, you know what, I need help. I can't pray by myself. If you can help me pray, then just being able to share with people. You know, because normally this isn't something, I'm not one who's really always open and sharing all the flaws in my life. But I knew that this was something that it just showed me. You need to trust in God. You need to be able to let people in, let them pray for you, and stop trying to take care of things on your own. You know, don't think that in time things are going to get better. You know, and I really had to pull towards God, and He just showed me, you really need to just let people in and let them pray for you.
How did people respond? Your friends, your girlfriends in your group, what would they say? What would they, you mentioned that they would pray several times a day, but what kind of things did they do that you will always remember?
Oh, I remember scriptures and texting me and the prayers that they'd send out for me. And even when I was in the hospital after Kupono was born, when I couldn't make it to Grace Group, they brought Grace Group to me. They came to the hospital to pray over, you know, me and my family. And that meant so much to me. It just really showed me how selfish, you know, I was before, and, you know, inconveniences and things like that, I just realized, like, gosh, these people really love me, you know, and it brought me to a place where I just really appreciate all my family, my friends, loved ones, people who were praying for you that didn't even know you well. It just really made me open my eyes and just appreciate how much love there is out there.
You know, Coach, when we open up,
right,
like Joanne and John open up, there is a reservoir of depth of love in people.
That's right.
That we have yet to
tap into,
until we open up.
Right.
Until we share.
Yeah.
And in a way, there is I don't know if I can say it actually this way, but almost there's like a holy or maybe a sanctified envy of you both, Joanne and John. Because you have been taken to a place where not many people have allowed them to be. Yes. Many are desperate.
Right.
Many live, it's been said we, in a way, all live quietly desperate lives.
That's right.
But you were at a point where you opened up, and then a whole new dimension of God's love.
Yes.
When you hear the word agape or agapao, love,
yes,
you know it in your heart. Mm. How about you, my friend, our friend, as you listen today, as our featured guests, as they open up their heart and share their life with you, what's going on in your heart? Is there a sliver of a crack, of an opening in your heart, which once was hardened, calloused? Is there a chipping away, so to speak, of a heart that has a potential to become softened? We're going to take a break right now. But when we come back, we're believing that the Lord is bringing about a softening of your heart, certainly softening my heart. Our hearts together, you, me, Coach,
yes,
all of us here. And did you know that there is a depth of love awaiting you?
That's right.
And there in the hearts of people right around you who at this point just don't quite know how to respond to you, whether you're going to be open or not. There's more with John and Joanne. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life.
becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, they call it piling on. I mean, anybody that plays or knows about football, watches football, plays football, that is a penalty. I mean, you know, the guy comes through the line and you hit him and he's on the ground and you tackled him already. And then another two, three guys start piling on. Boy, that's a flag right there. That's called piling on. Yeah. Sometimes we feel like in life, that's, you know, we're already down. How much more can we be down? Down is down. And then it's like in life situations, it's like there is a piling on. I don't know if you've ever been there. But if you have or you feel like you're being piled on right now, well, take heart, my friend. You're not alone, and there is a way in that situation that the Lord brings, and He brings our featured guest today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My co-host today, Pastor Alfredo Canencia, and our featured guests, John and Joanne Ching. Very, very gripping story. If you're tuning in right now, you want to get the whole podcast, I say go ahead and do it, thegoodlifehawaii.com. And you can hear it 24/7 there at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pass it on, share it with a friend, thegoodlifehawaii.com.
You know, John and Joanne, you guys shared on how the group really supported you folks. And, you know, not so much just texting and calling, but they actually came to the hospital to visit and encourage you. But you know, sometimes in life, as people get around us and encourage us, you think things might get better, but it actually got a little worse. And tell us a little bit about that, because God knew that you needed some support from these people around you folks. And at the very time when they're coming to support you, you guys have news from the doctors that things are not looking good.
Right. They found out shortly after our meeting that what they thought Kupono had, the condition that he had, it was actually something even worse and a lot more rare. So during that time, it just kept getting worse. The choices, the options, and basically his future.
So actually the doctors were saying that he might not survive and live that much longer, right?
And they said basically he wouldn't be able to live without that ventilator, and eventually he'll start having seizures and things like that.
Wow. What was going through your mind, John, when you heard that news?
Well, from the beginning, you know, we had a very good medical staff taking care of Kupono, and the doctors, you know, we were very comfortable with them giving us the information that they did, and we knew what they're telling us was the best for our baby. So, you know, having these family meetings once a week, you know, I was kind of at peace just knowing that whatever we do, we're going to do the best we can for Kupono.
Right.
We had to put our personal feelings, emotions aside, and, you know, just let him be where he's supposed to be.
Right. So as you folks have people praying, you guys are praying just like Christians do, and you think in your mind, okay, things are going to get better, but it doesn't, and it gets actually worse. Now, at that point, you already were desperate. Now you go to a whole new level of desperation. Tell us, Joanne, you were sharing with us on how, you know, as the days went by, you got desperate because you needed to hear from God. And you were sitting in your car in the garage of the hospital where actually God spoke to you. Tell us a little bit about that.
I remember after getting the news, it was a Friday morning, and John went in to go visit Kupono, and I stayed in the car, and I just started praying out to him and saying, you know what, God, I can't do this anymore. You know, I really have to give it up to you. And so during that moment, you know, when I decided to fully listen and, you know, get down on my knees and just pray, that's the time when he really spoke to me. And he told me, you know, you're going to be okay. Your family's going to be okay. And Kupono's going to be in a better place. And I'm going to use his life to be a testimony to reach out to others.
So at that time when you heard God's voice, God, you know, the Lord speaks to us in different ways, and you heard God speak to you. What was the result of that? Because at that time you're really, you know, just kind of coming to the end of yourself. And what did that do for you when you heard God's voice?
It gave me such a gratifying feeling, just this feeling of knowing that he was there with me that whole time. And he was so patient with me because he was talking to me and telling me things, but because it wasn't what I wanted to hear, I was like, okay, you know, that's not God. You know, I didn't want to listen. And it was him all along telling me, you know, you're going to be okay. And I that's why I really think Kupono, who wasn't supposed to even make it through the pregnancy and through 18 days, he allowed that to happen to make me realize that, you know, I'm going to give you this time to really draw close to me, to pull close to me, and let me just show you exactly, you know, what I can do.
We strive because we live in a world, maybe our society today, you know, you hear about third world society, yeah. First world, third world country, first world, you know, that sometimes a person may correctly describe it as, you know, third world, you know, there's not much, you can still be materialistic.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of resources to acquire material things.
Right.
And then in maybe first world, you can be materialistic. There's a lot of things you can acquire.
Right.
And so even if you have the ability to acquire things, it's very easy to overextend to get the acquisitions of material gain.
Right.
Because material things sort of show us wealth. I'm going somewhere with this.
Yes.
When I look at you, Joanne and John, there is a different kind of wealth,
yes,
that you have acquired that money,
that's right,
cannot buy. Yeah. It is a certainty, an assurance, a security. Through all that you've experienced, you have a testimony to share. But the fact that you have a testimony to share is implicitly speaks of a changed life.
That's right.
A changed faith through the depths of the valley of the shadow of death. John, what lessons or lesson has the Lord taught you through this?
Well, I learned that God really, he truly does answer prayers. It might not be the answer that we want, but he answers it. And, you know, throughout Kupono's, our pregnancy, we prayed that, you know, he would survive the birth, he would have strong bones, and he did. Later on, after he was born, we prayed for healing of Kupono, and obviously it wasn't answered the way we wanted, but we also asked for comfort for him, peace and comfort for him and for ourselves. And God gave us that. He also gave me the strength that I asked for to be strong for my family, to be that, I guess, the foundation, so when we are in the hospital that Joanne will have somebody to lean on.
John, when you asked for strength you knew you were going to need, how did you experience the strength of God? How would you describe that?
I don't know if in the hospital if I seemed cold-hearted or what, but that's what I needed to be there, and that's what God gave me, just to be that stoic person, just to, you know, keep our family, you know, together. And then when I was on my own, then, you know, he'd let me release my emotions, but I'd be driving or whatnot. So
I think it's important,
yeah,
that you mentioned that. I was going to ask you that right after. Was there a time that you let go?
Yeah.
Because that's necessary, yeah. Healthy.
I remember talking with you, John, and how you said before your prayer life was like a drive-by prayer kind of time. You pray for this and for that. But you realize in this whole ordeal, God really taught you how to pray and to draw close to Him. And I think that have played a big part in you receiving the strength that God had for you to be strong for your family.
Yeah, before it was more like a checklist. You just go down, you know, pray for this every single day during the same time. But we just, our whole family, our prayer changed. You know?
Joanne, you are blessed with a man of God in your home, who has learned deeply about covering his family in prayer. This is so tender, so tender. And, you know, this is a live program, so we can't, it's not anything pre-planned, prefabricated or whatever. It's just, it is what it is.
That's right.
And yet there is a beauty in the raw nature of our time of sharing, because let's face it, in life times get raw.
That's right.
And sometimes those are the very essence of life comes in those moments, the essence of faith. When we come back from our break, Joanne, there are women that may experience periods of uncertainty. It may be with a child. It may be with a child that is in the womb, yet unborn. It may be a struggle in some other way, but the stress level, the fear level, the feelings of isolation are still there. Could be a relational disconnection with the one they love the most, or thought they would love the most. I'd like for you to share. And then, John, a word from you too when we come back.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at the goodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, so you pray. And you pray, and in your mind you envision what you're praying for and what you feel God has put on your heart to pray for, and you can really, you pray and you believe that God is going to do it. And then something else comes out as a result. And you look at that, and you almost have to do an inventory, almost like an inventory.
Right.
Okay, how am I going to, this situation is like different,
right.
Maybe completely different than what I had expected. How am I going to respond to it? Well, John and Joanne Ching had to deal with the disparity of the answered prayer, but in a different way. And you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro with Pastor Alfredo Canencia, John and Joanne Ching, sharing their very gripping story of the life of Kupono and the lessons that they learned. To get more of this program, hear it in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And if you're wanting to know what difference Christ can make in your life, we have a Get to Know Jesus link there and a special presentation for you as well, along with our partnering churches and partnering businesses.
You know, Joanne, when you heard God speak to you that, you know, everything's going to be all right and he's going to, you know, use Kupono's life to be a blessing to a lot of people, days after, you guys had to come to a decision to let go of Kupono. How was that? You know, now you realize it's coming to a place where you have to totally trust God. What was going through your mind at that?
I was thinking, this is the hardest thing I ever have to go through. But, you know, if I trust in God and I'm going to go ahead and choose to go through this pain and decide for my son, you know, what's best for him through God's guidance, that maybe I was the lucky and chosen mom to be able to do this, that some other mom, you know, may not have to go through this. And I thought, better me than someone who doesn't know him.
Right. What about you, John? I mean, you know, at that moment, it was just all the prayer, all the support. Now you have to let go and really totally trust God.
Yeah, so like Joanne said, we were chosen for this. God chose us to be Kupono's parents, and it was humbling. So we have to put our faith in the Lord. So part of that faith was to take him off the ventilator. And if God was going to heal Kupono, then that was going to be the proof that he'll be able to breathe on his own. But just, I mean, saying it and doing it is two different things. But we had the support from our family and the support of one another. So whatever we decided.
Right. So when you guys, he was taken off the ventilator, that he stopped breathing at that point. Because a lot of times, you know, people pray and they're trusting God, but God didn't answer the prayer like how you folks wanted it to. At that moment, what you were going through, because now it's really come to a closure now in that sense, yeah.
He didn't answer our prayers like we wanted to, but we stood by his word that he had a purpose and plan for Kupono, and he knew what was best for us. And so we just kept claiming that, you know, God, you know what's best, because you're going to make, you know, the story, the outcome of it be so much better than we imagine, you know, because our story is our son's going to be alive, he's going to survive this, and we'll talk about this story. But now I can honestly look back and be like, oh, I know exactly why God made this happen.
There is a, I don't know if you can say it, just call it a strange peace that comes upon us.
That's right.
When we rest in the will of Almighty God.
Yes.
And it's like another layer or level is imparted to us of understanding that, oh, and a peace that comes, this is the story.
Yes.
This is what God was doing all along. Joanne, somebody today has to make a decision. They don't know what decision to make. They are sweltering in the heat of a trying moment of decision. What would you say to a mother, a friend, someone who is in a moment of trial, crisis? What would you say to them?
I would let them know to really stay close to God. Have those around you just pray for you. If you don't know Him, get to know Him, because He will deliver you from... There's nothing too impossible for Him. That if you can really think back in your life, and is there something that He's never, you know, done for you that turned out even better than you expected? And I know it's so hard to imagine, whether it's losing a child or... whether it's, you know, your heart is broken, God's going to deliver you, because He's going to provide you with something so much better.
That's right.
John, a quick word. We've got a couple minutes. A quick word to a man who's listening.
To a man, throw away your pride.
That's good.
Seek your brothers out there, and they will support you in every way. You wouldn't imagine how much love men have for each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll always, what do you say, have your back.
That's good. Joanne, over another minute, you say a quick prayer for men and women out there who are needing a touch from the Lord.
Heavenly Father, I just ask that your hand be upon all these men and women who are going through storms, Lord. I pray that they draw close to you, that they just come to know you and know that you have a better plan for them, once they can just start trusting you and just allowing you to take over the steering wheel. I pray that they understand that there's nothing too difficult for you to heal or take them out of that storm, and that you're right there with them walking through any storm that they have. I pray that you be with their hearts and their minds. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. In the next few days, you're going to be hearing stories. But these are gut-level stories. I mean, like John and Joanne, Ching and Kupono. Coach, it's been a blessing to have you here. John and Joanne, thank you. Check out thegoodlifehawaii.com. Remember, you can listen here every day and also 24/7 there at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Share these programs with friends. Psalm 55:14 says, "What good fellowship we once enjoyed as we walked together to the house of God." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests today, John and Joanne Ching. Until next time, along with my co-host Alfredo Canencia and our technical producer Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.